Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, it was a day that'll go down in history for Kerry Football Club Danganu Huish, who were crowned All-Ireland club champions yesterday. Meanwhile, Man United's new head coach, Michael Carrick, is delighted that his team delivered for him in his first, second time round.
Yes.
As the interim head coach. And Leinster had a great win. Munster did not. Mm-mm. And they are relegated to the Challenge Cup. And in the golf, Shane Lowry blew it in the 18th.
It's been a while since he's won a tournament, actually. He only wins big. That's his thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Open and then drawing the Ryder Cup and all that. But yeah, it was on his club on the 18th. And he went into the water from the bunker. So double bogeyed it. In an, ended tied for third with Rory McIlroy. Yeah. McIlroy is very satisfied afterwards, talking about a great start to the year, whereas Lowry, I suppose heartbreak would be, an adequate word to describe it.
Sure, I mean, went in leading on the day and then ends up not even in second, but in third.
Joint third. Nacho Alvira won it, the Dubai Invitational we're talking about here. You'll be able to find this clip online, the chip from the bunker. It went right by the hole too, Pat, so he went for it and then it went straight into the water. So yeah,
and had it gone in, of course, he'd be the hero of the hour.
Exactly. That's the fine line of golf, I suppose. Look, he's had a great last year, but that would be a very tough start for him.
All right. And now let's talk about a great start to 2026 for Danganu Huish.
Incredible. That's the first time they won the All-Ireland. So they beat St. Bridget's of Roscommon 23-119. It was after extra time. So heading into the death at extra time, the Roscommon side were 2 points ahead. And then Dingle rattled off 3 scores in a row. Monumental. Now, Bridges won this themselves in 2013, but it's the first for Dingle. And it's incredible because, look, they have Mark O'Connor coming back from Geelong playing AFL in Australia. Mm-hmm. 3 of his teammates came over just to watch the game, and they're flying back today because it's pre-season. And then Mikey Ganey's point to win it for him with his left foot, it just went over the bar, just past the goalkeeper. And look, it wasn't a sellout at Croke Park yesterday, Pat, but if you were looking away when that point went over, it sounded like a sellout. You know, that was the atmosphere. It was amazing to see. If you have no affiliation with Dingle whatsoever, by nature the club is very parochial, but you were still swept up in what happened yesterday.
A few Danganu Huish stragglers to be seen on the streets of Dublin early this morning.
Oh, I'm sure, they're in flying form. Yeah, you'll be able to spot them a mile away. And the same for the Ballygunner natives from Waterford, because they won the hurling equivalent beating Knockray 120-114. They're only the 13th different club to win the All-Ireland more than once, and only the 4th different side from Munster.
Now let's talk about the Premier League, and I suppose the most talked about match of the weekend was the Manchester Derby.
Yeah, 2-0 to United. Who would have thought it? Pretty comfortable, Pat.
Comfortable. It could have been 5-0.
Resounding. So they had 3 disallowed goals. They hit the woodwork twice. And the Man City goalkeeper, Gianluigi Donnarumma, had a fantastic game. So can you imagine if they converted all the opportunities they created? Pep Guardiola had no complaints afterwards. Pat said the better side won. And how could he say otherwise? Michael Carrick, like you say, the second time around as interim. And he's only played big name managers. He's only faced the likes of Thomas Tuchel, Mikel Arteta, Unai Emery the first time around. Now Pep Guardiola. And what's his next game? Mikel Arteta again against Arsenal next weekend.
Okay, Arsenal, they had their opportunity, but it was denied.
It was. So they had the Saturday evening game at the City Ground. They drew 0-0 with Nottingham Forest. But look, overall, a decent weekend for Arsenal because of Man City losing, because of Aston Villa losing. Liverpool didn't win. They extend their lead by a point, but they'd be disappointed they didn't win the game. Gabriel Martinelli and the captain on the day, Bukayo Saka particularly, had 2 good opportunities.
And it has to be said, it was a good weekend for Everton beating Villa 1-0.
Great result at Villa Park yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. Now let's turn to rugby and certainly a tale of fortune and misfortune.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Leinster had a pretty good win in the end in France away to Bayonne. It wasn't a good match this. So Bayonne were 7-3 ahead for a long time. And it was towards the end that Leinster showed their quality. Sam Prendergast came on, played full back, kind of seen this new version of Prendergast with Harry Byrne excelling at 10. It'll be so interesting to see who Ireland pick against France in the Six Nations in a few weeks' time. But Leinster got the job done. Mm-hmm. They topped their pool. So heading into the elimination round of the Champions Cup, they'll have the home draw like they did last year.
I was very interested to see Harry Byrne's performances, which are great. I mean, he was under the shadow of his brother Ross for so long.
Yeah, that's right.
And then he might have been even in number 3. And then he had injuries. But he's
and he was out on loan. Remember, he was at Bristol Bears, kind of out of sight, out of mind. And look, this time last year, the discussion was Crowdie or Prendergast. And here comes Harry Byrne out of nowhere. And he could very well be in pole position for the number 10 jersey. So that was Leinster. Munster in the meantime. Oh my God, Pat. Saturday night at Thomond Park, they lost 31 points to 29 against Cass. It's the first time they've lost to Cass in 20
squandered
times.
Points.
Thomond Park, totally. They actually outscored Cass in tries, 5-4. But like you say, they missed a lot of opportunities. They also missed a lot of tackles. There was a delay in urgency, says their head coach, Clayton McMillan. And his big disappointment, Pat, afterwards he spoke, when Craig Casey scored his second of two tries, immediately Cass went down the other end and scored themselves. And they have a terrible habit at the moment, Munster, of conceding right after they score. And it cost them dearly this time around. Now they're into the Challenge Cup, demoted to the second tier tournament with Ronan O'Gara's La Rochelle. They're also on that side of the draw, as are Ulster. Connacht are on the other side of the draw.
Okay, so La Rochelle are on the same side as Munster.
Yeah, so this is the last 16. So if Munster and La Rochelle win, they will play each other in the semi-finals if they keep on winning.
Okay, that could be a very interesting
Ronan O'Gara against Munster. And who knows what will happen after that.
Now, the only other big sporting event, I suppose, underway at the moment is in Australia.
Yeah, the tennis. Yeah, so there's a few stories there. Venus Williams, 45 years old, has won the Australian four times, but not since 2010. She got a wild card entry into this tournament. She's out, unfortunately. She lost
three
sets.
How old is she now?
45.
That's a really outside shot.
She's in incredible shape. She actually recently got married. She's in incredible shape. Sophia Kenin, people might remember her. She's the 2020 champion. She got eliminated very comfortably 3-2. And Felix Auger-Aliassime, the 7th seed from Canada, he retired injured 2-1 down.
And Djokovic will be on court shortly.
Djokovic will be up looking for his 25th Grand Slam to make him the greatest of all time on paper on both codes. But he has Carlos Alcaraz and Yannick Sinner in the way of that.
Great stuff. Colin Bowie from Off the Ball, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.